Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Welcome to the show. We got Adam in the house from Red Rooster Antiques, and then we got Slade Trades from Scott and from on Hercules and one on US 19.
And our guests on the phone.
DJ. So the DJ, talk to Mr. DJ. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello, hello. It's two of us, actually. It's myself, hey. DJ Ideal, and Lady Verse.
Okay.
Okay, tell us how we, like, where, because, you know, they had the rankings in the DJs. Are you guys involved with that, or is that still they do that?
You know, those are amazing purchase placements. You know, we love to be a part of that.
You gotta use the brush. Good. So tell us more about what you're doing.
We're gonna have buses.
So, Lady Verse and myself, we're gonna be going out to perform at Miami's Ultra Music Festival.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
Sunday that's coming up.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Not this Sunday. Next week.
Next Sunday.
What's the date on that?
The
26th. And when is it being held, and how do people find out about it? And tell us more.
The event is in Miami.
Okay.
And they can check it out at ultramusicfestival.com.
All right.
Myself, DJ Ideal, and Lady Verse will be performing Sunday at 2 p.m. And right now, I think, how are tickets sold? I think it's 95%, right, Val?
They're getting pretty close.
Okay.
And the other thing is, well,
we'll be at the Oasis stage because there's a few stages there at Ultra.
Okay. I've never been there, so tell me about it.
Well, it's the biggest music festival in the world. And is this there? What year is it now?
They're over 25 now.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be a combination of bands and DJs?
Yeah. The live bands that they have are, you know, they're all, everything is world class there. You have everybody from Tiesto to Carl Cox. There's been Tool, The Weeknd. Many of those have been regular.
And how many days is this festival going on for?
3 days.
Oh, wow.
From noon to midnight, all 3 days, except for Sunday, which is 11 o'clock.
Now, when you buy the tickets, can you buy like a three-day pass or single days?
It is three-day passes only because it's a festival experience. And so they want you to be there all 3 days.
Wow.
Cool.
And you want to be there. It's an amazing experience. You're right in the middle of downtown at the Bayfront Park, and it's just nothing like it, really.
And does this go on from like early morning till late at night, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, well, technically the music conference and Miami Music Week goes 7 days with parties from basically 24 hours all day. And so, then the festival goes from noon to midnight.
Okay. So good time had by all, it sounds like.
Oh yeah. We actually, we're having our own party.
I heard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I do.
So, now what kind of music do you play?
Go, Val.
I'm sorry?
Lady Verse.
He was telling her to go.
Oh, like, okay. In the house right now?
Yeah, tell us about your music.
Well, for me personally, a lot of what I do is live performance based with my DJing skills as well.
Okay.
You know, we've actually, DJ Ideal has gotten the new nickname Octopus. It's quite wild on the deck, but I get on the mic a lot during my set.
Okay.
Now, I think a lot of people are looking for that live element because it's nice to be back into live music, and we're not just listening to CDs. We're actually performing.
No, I mean that's the thing about live music. You're on. You know, it's wonderful because you're listening, and it's not all canned music because. I know a lot of performers, you know, a lot of it's just techno, and so to actually get somebody up there that's actually singing and performing, it's fantastic to, you know, hear that live sound. You can't beat it.
It's fun. The more I get to do it, it's like we talk to them, we have a good time, we're connecting with people.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not, it's a lot of fun.
So tell us
and
again.
And she's being humble, you know, she raps, she sings, she DJs. She does it all live.
It sounds like a great time. So tell us again what dates and when we can find out about this and hopefully get some tickets.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, we're there for a week. So the climax event is Sunday when we perform at Ultra Music Festival. And then on Tuesday, we're playing the Unlearn pool party with Doc Brown. And on Wednesday, we have our own event at the Clevelander Hotel, which is like an iconic hotel.
Okay.
We're doing a 14-hour event there.
Okay. And the band is, what's the name of the band?
We are DJ Ideal and Lady Verse.
DJ Ideal and Lady Verse. Okay, great.
All right.
Yeah, so do you have a question, Mr. Scott? Ask a question.
We just ask questions. I mean,
where was I?
Bring
on the questions. I'm going to bring you a question. You want to get four tickets to the Renaissance Festival? Who wrote, and don't Google, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Key Scott.
I didn't see. It's actually Francis Scott Key.
Well, I got dyslexia. So,
well, I'm sorry.
The judge. I saw it in my mind, right? You know, that's all that matters.
Okay, you ready to make it? You want to make?
Year?
Yeah, and this is. I'll give this question to anybody.
Okay.
The bombs bursting in an air prove that our flag was still there. Why was the bombs bursting in air prove that the flag was still there?
Let the DJs answer this one.
Huh? The DJ.
Oh, no.
That's what they
have on being in line with conquering rockets of the British bomb ship.
There you go.
No, what happens is, like, say a pirate ship takes over another ship, right? What is the first thing they do? They take down their flag and put up the pirate flag. Mm-hmm. So the first thing when you conquer your enemy, one of the first things a conquering army does is to take down the flag, right? And then put their flag up.
So that's why.
So knowing that the Americans were still bombing meant they weren't taken over. That must mean then, since they weren't taken over and weren't conquered, that must mean that the flag is still there.
Yeah. A little burned, but
a little burned.
I know it's the War of 1812, so I know that.
Well, I learned.
Was it, really? Today.
It was.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you guys, got any music you want to recommend to us to play? You got something that we can tell the producer to play for you?
It's radio safe.
Well, it's radio friendly. Yeah,
Bobby just jumped. He's got to be radio safe.
Yeah, well, Valen has a new one that...
I have a few ones that are like, I don't know if they're really official yet. So I don't know the ideal. Do you have anything official coming out yet? I have music down the line.
We'll play anything you want. Do you have a favorite song you want us to play? Anything.
Go for Val. You're the you know what to play around there.
How about I Feel Love? Let's take it back to the beginnings of house music, where it all began.
Oh, that's great.
That's there a good go. Song.
Donna Summer,
I remember very well.
Donna Summer one?
You know what? Even the toughest guy in the world, right, that spits out nails, no matter who it is, everybody wants to be loved. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Right? But tough people would say, oh, no, I'm okay not being loved. No, we all want to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be loved.
Agreed.
That's
agreed.
It.
Okay. So
and then where love is, you know where love is, God is. Mm-hmm. Right? If you think what God really is, God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Bobby?
All right. Donna Summer, ready
here
to
go.
Here
we go.
And this is being sponsored by Slade Trades.
Slade Trades.
And Red Rooster.
Red Rooster Antiques.
You know, someone once thought I said slaves.
Yeah, people say, what is the name of that place? Slave Trades? Slade.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, here it is. It's a song sponsored by DJs. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to talk about Sand Shuckers, right? They're a restaurant right next door to here. Do you have their address? They supplied us with fish and chips today and a bunch of seafood. So make sure you grab some out there. And like you,
they're very good.
Must be the day of the DJs here too. Now we got Go Glow on the line.
Really, another DJ? What is going on here, huh? The DJ world.
What's up? Everybody's a DJ.
Yeah, I remember where I learned it from you, actually, the rankings of DJs. And I guess I asked those people what their ranking is. Do they still rank DJs, like where you stand in the United States from, say, 1 to 1,000? Is that still done?
I mean, they have, like, a global score from, like, I think it's DJ Mag that does, like, the top 100. You know, that type of deal.
Right.
But that's really actually... So they actually have, like, an American one, but an international one, but... Mainly people just stick with the international number.
I mean, the only DJ I knew growing up was Wolfman Jack. He was like the great personality, if you remember him.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack.
Oh,
you remember him? Yeah,
I mean, he was... Yeah.
You know, he was fired like 4 or 5 times.
Was he really?
Yeah. It's just like Howard Stern, too. He was fired like 4 or 5 times.
Well, so much more can go, you know, can fly now than 30 years ago. I mean, you couldn't say anything. I mean, they would just pull your license if you did... If you acted up. I mean, nowadays anything flies pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. So not here on Tantalk, but
yeah.
But you agree with me, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. I understand. I'm learning to say that right now. I agree. I understand. It's a lot easier way to live.
It's the best way to be.
Right. You know what I mean? Think about it. Say nothing. How about that? Let's do a radio show for an hour. Can we do that, Bobby?
Where you just agree or what?
No, we're going to say nothing for an hour and just have total silence.
You know, I've heard...
What do you think? It'll probably get better ratings than when I talk.
I've heard you have a face for radio. It'd
be called a music show.
What do you think about that, Scott?
I don't think it would be too... I don't think the listening public would enjoy that too much if there was dead air. I don't think that would work. Do you think so, Bobby?
It would have to be a music show.
Okay, so you have them come in because I'm going to... Do you have SpongeBob SquarePants set up?
Yes, I do.
Because we know SpongeBob. You know where he lives, by the way? Do you guys know where he lives? In the sea. In what? Pineapple. Okay, let's go. SpongeBob, couldn't they hear, actually?
I don't know. Here.
They'll hear it over the radio.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants!
That was Scott's grandkids. What are their first names?
Riker and Rook.
Riker and Rook.
Are they like big SpongeBob fans?
No, it's just Brian came up with SpongeBob.
Oh, that's not a big hit no more?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I like SpongeBob.
Me too.
Do you know about SpongeBob?
No. Tell me.
It's created by the 7 deadly sins.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. Gluttony. You know, baby.
Right.
I mean, it's all there. You got,
but not him. But he always—he's like Forrest Gump.
I'm just saying it.
Don't
is.
You remind
every him? Single character is one of the deadly sins.
Now that I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah, and I found out. Like, I don't know if it's still big. Like, I don't know. But when my daughter, she loved it. So when you know they keep it on the channel, like when you turn the TV on. And I'm not embarrassed anymore, but I used to be. Like, I'd be watching SpongeBob SquarePants just because it was on, and I found it entertaining.
Yeah, I watched it all the time. I liked it. I mean, actually, Krabs is the greed. You know,
Mr. Krabs.
Sandy Cheeks is pride, you know, because she's always the best
in Texas. What about Squibber?
Squidward is vanity, I believe, you know, really? Because he's always on the...
What about SpongeBob himself?
You know, there's a saying, like, in on gluttony, they say Gary because he eats so much, and, you know, but SpongeBob, I'm not sure exactly where he falls into. You can look it up on the internet, it'll show you every single one. It's been a while. I don't even know the seven deadly sins.
So, Brian, when you were a kid, did you read the... Were you like a comic book fan?
I like comic books.
Oh, were you like cartoons? Like
I like cartoons. I like Gumby. Do you remember Gumby?
Oh, yeah.
And Popeye.
Popeye.
And did you... Does anybody remember Crazy Cat and Minnie Mouse?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't see him on no more.
And Ferdinand and Blondie. And yeah. Nancy?
Let me see if you really remember this, because as a kid, I'm going to say this. Do you remember Gigantor?
No.
No one ever does, but that used to be my favorite.
What did he do?
I don't know. He was just a giant, and he flew around. That's all I remember. Gigantor. And he would always save people like from being robbed, and he was like a hero.
Oh.
Here comes Gigantor.
I remember.
Where'd you live?
In New York.
All right.
See, that was, you know, when... Different areas had different, you know, television programs, you know.
We had antennas. You had to turn the antenna.
Yeah.
You were lucky if you got three stations. Four, right. If you were really lucky.
Right.
You always had that one that was buzzing.
My father would come home, and the first thing he did was turn on the old Zenith. And Walter Cronkite's face would be green. And he'd say that. Kid's been at the set again, and he would go ballistic because I'd been playing with all the color and all the vertical hole and everything. But Walter Cronkite's face was green, and he didn't like that at all.
No, not at all.
So I'd have to go hide.
So DJ, which you guys still there?
I think they.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Josie is.
Okay, tell us what was your favorite cartoons as a child.
You might have dropped off.
I might have
dropped off. Cartoons. What a subject for adults to be talking about, right?
Hey, why?
Why not?
Nothing wrong with that. Why be
right.
normal?
Right. Why be normal? So tell us, can you just tell us one of your great? Can you tell us two things? Okay. You know, the show that's after this is called the Entrepreneur Hour.
Okay.
And what he does is he interviews business owners where they made mistakes.
Entrepreneur Hour?
Right.
Okay.
And entrepreneur means business owners. It's French word.
Yeah.
So he'll ask you, what mistakes did you make? The opposite of how most interviews go, right? Most interviews go where you want to promote what you're doing and how great you are, right? When the lies begin. But let's talk about where you guys...
We do have Ideal back.
Ideal?
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. We were done with you anyway. Are you paying us? Do we have your credit card, by the way? I don't know. I don't think so. So we don't got to talk to you no more.
Oh, come on. Talk to him.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Did you ever... What was your favorite cartoons like when you were growing up?
Oh, man. Tom and Jerry. And,
yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Thundercats.
Oh, yeah, Thundercats.
Yeah.
What was the guy that was out of space?
At Thundercats.
Yeah, what was the guy that was...
That was my kid's error.
What was the one with the...
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons? What was the ghost? Like, he was like a ghost.
Casper?
No, He-Man. Do you remember He-Man?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Zebra.
So anyhow, they were going to talk about, these are antique dealers. Scott's been my friend for many years, and Adam is an antique dealer. He's been my friend for many years. Mm-hmm. What you're about to hear is, if you have any questions for antiques, you guys can...
Space Ghost is the answer.
Space Ghost. That's what it was. So tell us, what was the greatest find you ever made where... It was someone's trash that you turned into a treasure. And what was the best deal you ever made in the industry?
There's quite a few. I mean, there's treasures still there that you just kind of hang on to until, somebody comes along and recognizes that as a treasure. You know, I mean, there's people that basically traveled the world their whole life and collected various things, and it ends up in a place like ours. I mean, lucky for us. I mean, you could travel the world in one spot. You could come under my roof, which is 15,000 square feet, and travel the world. I mean, there's things from all around the world that are just, interesting. I mean, I don't know if you know about First Dibs. First Dibs is a guy that basically went over to Paris, saw all the dealers over there, and he wanted to bring it to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best site out there for one-of-a-kind or high-end stuff where people that have millions and millions of dollars will go buy, and it's three times more money on First Dibs than anywhere else.
That's right. When they do it on First Dibs, you have to have, I guess, a specific field, and they have to approve what you're selling online. And it is like probably three times what it
normally. Yeah, it is. I mean, what it is the guy buys up cities. Yeah. He's, you know, revamping a whole town. He buys up these mansions on the water. He drives the Mercedes-Benz convertible. I mean, but he brought a hell of an industry to market. You know, I mean, he's gotten all these dealers, high-end dealers, and you know what, they get paid, but I've got probably 10-15 things in my store that are on first dibs.
That's wow. Cool.
I mean, I really do. I mean,
do you know what they just, I just watched a documentary on Hitler's last 3 days. Mm-hmm. So apparently in the bunker there was a secret room where it had all his documents. See, one of the things Hitler did is he destroyed all his documents. Anything personal, anything he had burnt.
Yeah.
But one they found was there was a secret room where they didn't burn it. He must have forgot about it or whatever. Where you had they were showing the map of how you got through the room. And it was a secret, you know, like you ever see secret, hear about secret rooms and like in the castles. There's, and there were all these documents signed by Aver and her last letter that she sent, that she was going to send, and her will and testament, and all the things that she was thinking the last few days.
Well, that's another thing about that whole period is all the artwork that they looted and they found in salt mines right after the war. But a lot of that was never found.
It's still there.
It's still there. And some of this artwork has made it to the United States.
Right.
And I went to an auction once where the vets came in and they impounded a painting. I mean, they came right in with suits on and went right to that painting, and all of a sudden it wasn't being offered.
Well, it's going back to their perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Supposedly,
which is a good thing.
Right.
But they knew about it.
I mean, when they come in and grab it like that, they do. Like Christie's has a lot of paintings and stuff like that that, you know, they'll take in, and then all of a sudden people see the light of it and they say, oh, no.
What about you guys, the DJs? You guys like antiques or have any antiques, or are you interested in antiques?
I love antiques. I don't personally. I guess records are kind of antiques.
Really?
I got a couple Red Fox records. I had a guy come in. I got all kinds of records, and he goes back, and I got all these comedy, and then they call it Cheesecake, you know, where they have the pretty girls on the front and stuff. But guy came in and bought some records yesterday. He goes, you know, you got some Red Fox albums there. He says that are worth some pretty good pennies. He says, you know, it's like almost X-rated back in its time, but acceptable, you know.
He told me
that yesterday. He did. He told me, you know, hey, you know you got Red Fox back there? I said, thank you for telling me. But there's a lot of stuff I don't even know. I mean, I come across stuff online and I'll just pick it up because, I've been there almost 10 years. You know, in October it'll be 10 years that I've been in that location. Like I said, there's got to be a million items in there. So I'll pick something up and I'll look it up online and surprise myself sometimes. I'll go, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
You can't know everything in this business. And like I said, the more I know, the less I know. We learn every single day. Pieces I've never seen before will come into the shop and I'm just amazed. Like, I didn't know anything about that.
Right.
And you'll start, you know, researching it. There's so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces that come in that, you know, you try to do your best. But what I like is dealing with the public. I like dealing with people. I like, you know, telling them about their stuff. They come in. Sometimes they sell it. Sometimes they don't want to sell a piece if it's a family piece that they want to hold on to. But it's fun to let people know what things are. And sometimes they have no idea whatsoever.
I got a piece that you say, like, an interesting piece. I got one piece that I like a lot. It's a powder horn from 1827. And what it is it's got so many etchings on it. It's made out of bone. And it's got a guy that has almost like a prison uniform on with stripes, and he's got the shotgun over his shoulder. Then there's a ship's wheel. There's a couple sailing ships on there. There's like 15 different things on
Scrimshaw.
There.
Scrimshaw.
And it's Scrimshaw, and it's J.C. Leak. And I've tried to go back into that military Fold 3 website to go and see if you could trace it back. Yeah. And I've never been able to trace it back, but just the Scrimshaw that's on that is just amazing.
Well, some of that workmanship was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And I mean, you had to really look at it in the light to see it all, you know, so it's hard to capture on photo. But the more you look at it, you go, wow, look at that.
And there's a lot of sailors that did that kind of work, too, not just military.
A sailor.
Yeah, it was a lot of sailors. They had a lot of time at night. You know, when was downtime, and what do you do? That's what they would do.
Yeah, that's a cool piece. I like that piece. Also, a guy died a couple of years back, and the minerals and the rubies and the gemstones and the peridotes and the, you know, aquamarine and just, you know, fire opals and, you know, petrified wood and fossils and deep sea corals that this guy had were just amazing. I mean, yeah. I got a box full of like raw ruby.
See, that's, you never know what kind of collection you're going to come into in this business.
Well, that's what my shirt says. It's my slogan over there at Slade's Trades. It's unbelievable what comes through the door. It's unbelievable what people break through the door. I mean, it is.
And on that note, how about we take a quick traffic break? Sounds good. Good idea.
Sounds good.
Check it out, and then we'll come back and talk about some more interesting
stuff. Yeah. All right.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 537 here on the Brian Cash Claw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather this afternoon. Check it out, the bridges. We got Courtney Campbell probably with our biggest problem right now, actually, going slow all the way into Tampa. Starting at the beaches, or the little shoreline there across from the university, going on up real slow, bumper to bumper there. Howard Franklin is spotty due to a incident. Southbound I-275, 4 mile marker 37 with the right shoulder blocked. Gandy Bridge is just a few couple slowdowns there. Going on over into Hillsboro, we got two incidents. Southbound I-275 before Hillsboro Avenue has the right two lanes blocked. So be careful with that. 75 going out towards I-4. 75, we have another incident on the right shoulder blocked at mile marker. Yep, just before the I-4 interchange there. Going up into Pasco, not too much going on other than the usual at State Road 54 and the parkway due to the construction. Current temperature, Zephyr Hill, 77 degrees. Dade City, 76. And downtown Clearwater, 73 degrees. More of the Brian Cash Claw Show coming up right after these messages. Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar, located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counsel. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
We'll be right back.
You know, I forget that, the background noise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't like that.
No, because it's unprofessional.
That's right.
Do you know that I listen to sales tapes, right, that motivate me? So, like, I'm telemarketing because I'm trying to make sales. But I don't care. I hate when you say I don't care, because if someone says they don't care, they care, right? But it motivates me. Like, you can do it. It's in the background, right? So I keep dialing to make sales from to sell advertising.
Yeah. I know.
Right? But I have it in the background. And some people say, one thing I don't like is when you have the TV on, though. That's different.
That's white noise.
That's noise. But really, do you need to be motivated to work? Or are you just normally just motivated?
Well, what I do, you know what I do. The Red Rooster Antiques, it's just amazing. You know? What?
With a great live remote we forgot to mention.
Yeah, we had a great live remote. Oh, that was last week?
This past Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, that's right. And it was great.
Talk about that show.
No, we just, Tammy and I came, and we had it all set up in front of the shop, which is Red Rooster Antiques. And we had some tables, we had some refreshments. And a few people showed up, and it was fun. And we had some items that people had brought in. We just, you know, and all we did was just tell them what we thought of, you know, gave it a little bit of a appraisal, and, you know, people were happy. And it was nice. It was, and I think I would like to do that again.
Me too. I want to do
it. We have our DJ still there.
DJs, guys, you're still there, huh? What is the word? Disc jockey, right? I just came up with my own.
Disc jockey.
DJ is a what am I then, technically? Yeah. Am I technically a DJ? Say.
No, you are the original disc jockey.
Am I?
Yeah. You're the original. Yeah.
Like, I'm a host? Am I a radio host or a DJ?
You're a show host.
A show host.
I'm a show host?
It's a talk show.
Can I be a show horse?
I guess if
we're not going to say anything in this day and age,
you could be.
There you go.
No, we're not going to say anything. But
I'm a horse of a different color.
You know, a lot of people on talk radio, well, it wasn't really talk radio in those days, but a lot of the DJs, they got into television later on. Like a lot of the famous people that we know,
yeah, like
now,
Jack Benny,
started on radio.
Jack Benny,
well, yeah. Well, I mean, people.
But they had their own. They had radio shows, like really
of
movies.
They did. Of
and then sound effects. I still today. That's why I think I'm old. But they every once in a while, it's on this station here. We do it. We'll do like an old radio show where they have the sound effects, and it's actually a murder mystery. And
like like the Mercury Theater.
Yeah, Mark, that's what it's called, actually.
It is?
That's what we have on here on Tan Talk at nighttime. Sometimes, they'll have a Mercury Theater. And I find myself enjoying it. Like, they'll like, oh, you killed him. No, I didn't.
I'll tell you the story, Power of Radio. When they had the War of the Worlds in 1938, it was. And
Orson Welles.
And they thought the world was being invaded by Martians.
People committed suicide.
My dad went to school with this kid, and his father was listening. Like, he lived on the third floor in a tenement, and he had like a floor model radio, and he was listening to it intently. When he realized it was a radio play, he picked up that floor model radio and threw it out the third floor of the house. And this is during the Depression. Radios, I mean, that was expensive. Right. But he was so worked up that he was so afraid that the Martians were going to land. When he found it was just a radio play, he picked up that radio and out the window it went into the street.
Wow, what a story.
So I'm sure a lot of people felt that. So this radio has a lot of power.
Hey, DJs, guys, all of you, how many times have you guys been on the radio?
Well, I mean, I've been with you for like over 15 years, so there's that.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I've had my own radio shows since 1999 and
so you know the deal.
Different radio stations.
Wow. Yeah. You had your own show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my own. Yeah.
And then you played your own music
in Mexico,
and all that?
San Diego. We would do live mixing. And some of them we did it from like midnight to 5 a.m.
Wow.
Some of the shows was like 8 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, wow, that's cool. What I'd like to do, if you want to send us over a clip, we can play like a 10-minute clip of one of your shows, and then you could talk about, you know, what made you do that particular clip. I'd be happy to do that.
Cool, thanks.
You know,
when you first started, did you...
Did we send a clip to the control room? Did we get an email?
Yes.
Dr. Record Zone?
100%. Yeah, I've been doing radio for 30 years now.
When you first started, Brian,
this is my 31st year.
Did you just, by the cuff, when you first started, did you have a
I used to have plan? A two-hour show.
You had a two-hour show.
And I played music.
So would you
and talk to people.
Yeah, and would you, go through the newspaper on a daily basis?
Yeah, I would sometimes.
Certain things?
Sure, 100%. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's how you do it. Just, you want it to be entertaining.
And you don't want dead air whatsoever.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Right. So we have these new guys in. You guys hang in there. They sell herbal stuff, and then
yeah,
can
have
you
them
guys
come in.
Come on in. And I really feel like I have energy. Do you believe? Do you like health drinks, DJs, guys? Like, do you drink smoothies? And these guys are going to tell you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it helps me make a smooth mix when I DJ. Having smoothies.
Right. It used to be. Here we go.
Here we have the.
Yeah. So I want you to. This really, I feel like energized just from right away, though,
I'm telling
too.
I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It's like, do you guys think of holistic? Like not pills, but holistic, natural remedies from roots and herbs.
I think it's great. I mean, most medications are made from roots and herbs. I mean, basically, think about it.
Really? Yeah. So, anyhow.
So, tell us about who. We just had somebody into the studio. Tell us your name.
My name's Michael.
Talk. Put the headset on.
Okay. Yeah.
My name's Michael, and I own a herb shop called Herb Scoop Shop.
Okay.
And it's on 49th Street South, 140 49th Street South, St. Pete.
And how'd you come up with the name?
Well, I mean, you take a scoop, you put it in the jar, herbs, and you give it to the people.
But, the name, were there other names? I always like to find out. What's the name of your shop again?
Herb Scoop Shop.
So it's really what you do?
It's really what I do.
And then
it's
if someone Googled herbs, you would come up to from a search engine. So from a Google standpoint, it's actually pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Because if you're looking for herbs and stuff, you would come up immediately.
Exactly.
Would you consider yourself an herbalist?
I wouldn't say, I think everybody's an herbalist, honestly. Because I've tried other things and they just didn't work for me.
Okay.
And then I had an ulcer, so I tried something for that and actually took it away in 3 months. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't drink coffee. I couldn't eat tomato sauce.
And it completely changed your life.
Yes.
Oh, that's
because you have acid reflux.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, big time.
Right. Because there was a guy that put out a book to go against the medicine people. They put him in jail, actually. Do you know who I'm talking about? Is that who it was?
Well, I don't know if they put him in jail.
There's this guy, he got put in jail. Because he was saying, look, you can take honey and this and that, and you don't got to spend all this money. He said, vinegar and water. I mean, he was just an example. Yeah, he can take vinegar and water, and you don't got to buy to clean your windows.
No.
You okay? Yeah. So.
No, I think holistic medicine and that is great.
And herbs and all that.
Yeah, I think.
And it's a lot cheaper too.
It is too. I mean, you have to, just like pharmaceuticals, if you're taking a certain pills or drugs, you've got to find out what will.
Do you know what they say the pill to take for blood pressure is?
No.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon and lowers your blood.
It lowers it, like they say. Did you guys, DJs, anybody know that about cinnamon for blood pressure?
I know cinnamon for quitting cigarettes.
Really?
And do you know? I just quit a month ago, and today I was like, I was jonesing for a cigarette.
Do you know if you take a spoonful of cinnamon, you can't swallow it? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's like you would think of cinnamon. Did anybody else, anybody know that?
There's a challenge. There's an Instagram challenge with that.
That would be hard to take. A teaspoon of cinnamon, I don't think
you can't swallow it for some reason.
No.
No.
Your body.
It's impossible. No. Do you know what the only thing you can smell? What fruit? Because you actually taste through your nose. Did you know that?
No.
Right. So without your nose, you can't taste. There is one fruit out there that you can taste without your nose. And which one is it?
Juicy fruit? I don't know.
The pineapple.
Pineapple.
Is it pineapple? I was going to say lemon.
But the only one you can taste without your nose. Because if you close your nose, you can't taste.
You know, pineapples, they have that enzyme. Have you ever eaten pineapple? When I eat pineapple on my lips, it'll start to tingle and it actually kind of burns. And that's what they use in those meats, the, what is it, Adolf meat tenderizer? That's pineapple. It's an enzyme, whatever it is in the pineapple.
And do you know what they took on the ships, the one fruit they had to take on the ship?
Oh, I know what that is.
You already know what it is?
That's why they call the Brits what they do.
Right. They call the lemon.
Limeys.
Is that really where it came from?
This ship's doctor, they had scurvy because they
scurvy, right.
They weren't getting vitamin C. And they, you know, they ate hardtack and all that. But he was trying to give them anything that would make them not have scurvy on these long voyages. And he gave them this, and he gave them that, and he tried this. And when he gave them limes, they all started to feel better.
Wow.
And that's why they call the Brits limeys. Because really? Of that, yeah. That's
wow, neat story. From. So yeah. You got a nice, that's a neat little fruit story. Hey, you want me to tell a vegetable joke?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's going to be corny.
Call it a vegetable, the chances are good, isn't that Zappa?
So tell us about, like, go give us a little presentation of what you do. And
so
like,
what I brought for you guys today is a mixture of holy basil, butterfly pea, Wayusa, which Wayusa they call it's the tree of the gods because in this, and there's something called cacao, right? And cacao, which is 100% chocolate, there's something called theobromine. And theobromine is phenomenal for your blood and your system. It cleans you out completely. So the Wayusa, it has a caffeine. So it's a better drink. It's like the best caffeinated drink. It's the best caffeinated drink that you can possibly consume, in my opinion.
And that's what's in the drink we're having right now.
Yes, there's Wayusa, there's butterfly pea, and holy basil.
Okay. And does this, like, detoxify your body? Like all?
Yes, it oxidizes your bloodstream. Same. The butterfly pea, I've gotten sick, and I've taken a strong dose of it, and I'm out of bed 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Hungover, out of bed in 20 minutes.
And
butterfly
that's why pea? Tammy can't be here right now.
Tammy?
My girl, she's my partner.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling
good. She's not feeling good.
Well, here you go. Just give her one of these.
Unbelievable.
I'm not kidding. Right. You feel and it, then, don't you?
Yeah.
You feel it. It's not
It makes me feel good. It does.
Right.
It gives me energy.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, and then I brought some sea moss over. Usually I mix this stuff with sea moss, and you don't really taste the sea moss at all.
What is sea moss?
So it's basically in the ocean, there's kelp and all these different types of mosses, right, in the ocean. And what they do is this particular moss, it collects all the minerals. So it's basically a sponge that we as humans can use, and we blend it up into a gel. We wash the salt off of it, and it tastes like nothing. The gel tastes, it just tastes like lemon juice. I put lemon juice in it, and I put it in there, and you get 92 minerals out of the 102 that your body
and it's therapeutic.
For. Oh my God, it gives you energy all day long because your body just wakes up, and especially when you mix it with the butterfly pea and it oxidizes your bloodstream with those 92 minerals, you're just like, your body just wakes up.
Right.
You know, because it has all these minerals it's never had before, ever.
Is this like a chai? Is this kind of like...
It's not a chai. It's not a chai, but it's a tea. It's actually the butterfly pea. Yeah, it's a flower that you can grow here, and it's indigo blue, the flower. And a lot of times, all these people do is they just change the water color, but when they do a concentrated amount, it really...
What would you recommend for COVID? Someone had COVID. That?
I would, yes. You would be out of bed in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You'd feel better. It's not going to cure anything.
So is COVID still going around too, but or just a quick question?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is there people dying from it and all that still?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I think you have natural remedies. You might have something there.
Right.
Why do you have to take all these pills?
Right, exactly. And the thing is that the pills... they're not very bioavailable. And like white willow bark, for example, right? They take that and they synthesize it into aspirin. So they take the full spectrum of the plant away.
Yeah, from willow. Yeah.
And they just take one, the psilocin from willow, white willow bark, and now they make aspirin from it. And from what I understand, aspirin hurts your stomach.
Really?
It can hurt your stomach.
It can, if you take large doses of it.
Yeah, exactly.
The Indians knew all this stuff, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say the Indians were ahead of their time?
Well, in the Middle Ages, they told people if you had a headache to go sit under a willow tree. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know why it worked. It's probably because somebody from one of the branches was probably chewing on the branch. Mm-hmm. And that's why. But Bayer didn't come out with aspirin until, I think, 1899.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know, yeah. It's not that long ago.
Wow. This is all neat stuff. So how'd you get into this?
I had a lot of problems. So I call myself God's guinea pig. I just get beat up. I got ulcers. I had, you know, I wanted to stop drinking. I didn't like drinking, waking up with hangovers all the time. And so I did. So everything that happened to me was for a reason. I healed my stomach. I even healed my my tendon snapped. I used to go to the gym. I used to be real big workout guy. And then I snapped my tendon, and for 2 years I couldn't even like a shopping bag, you know, it snapped like a rubber band, right? So I took this stuff called MSM, organic sulfur, and I swear I felt my tendon growing back. I couldn't believe it. I was just blown away, one after another ailment, after another ailment. Just
so if they come to you, somebody comes in and asks, say what, you know, what their ailments are, mm-hmm. and you can you like ready made a drink for them and say, this will probably help you.
Or I do that every day.
You do
that
every day.
That's what I do every single day.
And tell
day.
Us where you are again.
I'm at Herb Scoop Shop, and we're at 140 49th Street South. And then also, I volunteer at this place called the Blueberry Patch. I don't know if you've guys ever been.
No.
You guys got to come to the Blueberry Patch.
Oh, what? Tell us about that.
Oh,
place.
My goodness. It was conceived on July 7th, 1977. And it's like a hippie haven completely. It's a music venue. And it's in Gulfport.
Okay.
Okay. And we're open every 1st, 7th, 11th. And 22nd, there's a band, right? The 1st is open mic, the 7th is open mic, and then the 11th is open jam.
And it's in Gulf. It's called the Blueberry Patch.
The Blueberry Patch. It is.
And do you have to get a ticket?
What you do is you just it's like $5 or $10 at the door. If it's like a super special event, it's 15 or 20. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Right. And you got to cover costs.
Yeah, you got to cover costs.
You know, people they realize it because you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't charge no money, then you can't have bands. You can't have all the entertainment.
Well, what they do is they give the money to the bands.
Right.
The,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And then the other, you know, they're not that
busy.
And
then they have to spend money. You know, you got bills, everything.
Lights,
electric.
You know,
overhead.
I mean, it's
water.
Yeah,
stupid stuff.
Everything.
Do they serve food there at the Blueberry?
They don't. They have a gentleman named Gregory that sells vegan burgers, and they're phenomenal. He's got a vegan nut burger. He's got a black bean burger.
So a lot
of
options.
Yeah.
Did
I guess we're running.
Carlos,
out of,
we played his spot.
You played Carlos' spot, but
yeah.
Where's Scott?
He probably left.
He left. Well, hello, Scott, out there. Thank you for stopping by. You're my friend to the end. And then we have Carlos out there. And then we have a guy out there that he's a liar. And his badge just went up to 275. Don't believe a word he says. And then we have Adam.
Glad to be here.
And then we have my friend.
Michael.
And then your girl's name?
Miranda.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh, boy. You want to get into that story?
No, there's some other time. But anyhow, and then we got Bobby on the booth.
Take care, folks.
And then Tammy.
WDAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.